Don Hughes joins me today to talk about this weekend's Christmas concert. Well, Don, thanks for joining me. You're here to talk about the children's Christmas concert that you have coming up at Washington High School. First off, what's your position there at the high school?
I am the high school band director, and actually high school and fifth grade this year. Been involved with the program for a long time. This is my first time at the top of the food chain, I guess. So the concert we're having, our children's holiday concert, this is our 12th annual. We're out at the Washington Community Center. It's kind of an extravaganza of song and dance and costumes and lights and all sorts of holiday fun.
So it's more than a concert.
Yeah, it's a full-blown show. We have some special guests. We see Gary McCurdy, the troubadour. He makes an appearance. Some past band directors also show up and do some playing. On Thursday night, we're actually running the show two nights this year, doing a Thursday and a Friday evening show. On Thursday night, the Stewart Holiday Singers, a group of second graders, will be out singing with us. And on Friday night, we'll have Lincoln Sunrise Singers, a group of fifth graders, coming in to do some Christmas songs.
Is that one of the things that you're doing differently this year?
One of the differences, yeah, is that second show. We've done one show for quite a while, and it's sold well. And Stewart has joined us, but we've never had Lincoln kids come out and perform, so we're looking forward to that and see if by adding that extra night we can get a few more people that miss us on Thursday to come out and see us.
Absolutely. What other different things can people expect from this?
Not a whole lot has changed.
Sure, sticking to the traditional.
Yep, sticking to the traditional show. We've still got our gorilla and our ballerina, and the Grinch will be there, and this is a show that sort of slowly evolves throughout the years, and we've taken a number out and put a number in, and different people in different roles, but it's similar to the ones in the past.
And who takes part? Is it the entire...
This is the high school band program, and I think that's all we have involved this year's high school band. And then the younger kids and the community members that I mentioned before, the past directors, we do a brass quartet with Gary McCurdy, and Fred Stark plays with us.
Is this something that you look forward to, the Christmas concert?
Oh, definitely. I enjoy this concert. The kids love it. It's one of their favorite shows. They really get into doing this one every year, pulling out just all the favorite tunes and having a good time.
Absolutely. I mean, you've been involved with this for a long time. What's your favorite part of this concert?
One of the things that I really enjoy doing is we always have a place where there's some kind of reading. It's been different stories throughout the years, and something we added in last year was a version of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, where I have three mischievous elves that kind of screw everything up and they mess up my book, and I'm reading it and nothing works well. Absolutely nothing. I get a lot of snow in the face, and the elves are pretty crazy, but yeah, that's kind of one of my favorite moments.
Well, is there anything else that you'd like the community to know about this performance?
Tickets are available at the door. It's $2 for children 12 and under, and $5 for everyone 13 and over. They'll be on sale the nights of the performances. Showtime's at 7 o'clock. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Hope to see everybody out there.
That was my conversation with Don Hughes, Washington High School Band Director, talking about this weekend's Christmas concert. For today's Washington Page, I'm Nathan Swenson.